Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Moving forward within the penitential season of Lent, a season of preparation, catechetical teaching continues with our look at the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther's document entitled Christian Questions with Their Answers. It is found on page 329 of your service book. Again, page 329. If you would please turn to that if you'd like to follow along with the questions that we're covering tonight. And this is a document created to prepare Christians to receive the sacrament of the altar. But it is also a document that teaches the power of God's Word, and because of His power, the true hope of salvation. So again, for those who want to follow along, page 329 in your service book, as this evening we will concentrate on questions 13 and 14, but also reflecting back on questions 11 and 12. Luther's continuation of relying upon the Holy Scriptures, of keeping those being prepared steadfast in their confession of faith, flows immediately from the very words of our Lord and the words of His institution. Having asked you how you know that Christ has died for you, you are not only brought to confess that you know it from the Holy Gospel, from the words instituting the sacrament, and from His body and blood given in the sacrament, all revealed in God's Holy Scriptures, you are then given the very words of Christ to speak in question 12. And then comes the transition. Now that you know that Christ died for you and shed His blood for you for the forgiveness of your sins because of the truth of the Holy Scriptures, look at the flow of question 13. It asks, do you believe then that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament? This is what the living and active words of Holy Scripture do. They bring about belief. They create and sustain life eternal. Hear now the blessed texts of Holy Scripture that proclaim this truth. From Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And from Romans 10, verses 14 through 17. How shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Then Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thus, Luther brings the confounding, naturally indiscernible Word of God, the very words of Christ's institution, to the lips of the one being prepared. For God's words are the words that have power. The words of God in the Holy Scriptures Scriptures are the only words that bring one to answer if you believe then that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament, with a voice of God-created faith saying, as the answer is given, yes, I believe it. And to make sure that you are not mistakenly believing that it is anything in you that brings this belief about, Luther goes on with question 14. What convinces you to believe this? Again, do you really think that you understand what is an article of faith? Hear again the Holy Scriptures. Varied verses from the first chapter to the Corinthians. St. Paul was inspired to write, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." What convinces you to believe this? The spiritually discerned, God-given, new man's voice of faith answers. The word of Christ. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood. Luther solidifies the scriptural teaching of the power of God's word. My friends, the sacrament of the altar is foolishness to natural flesh, because it points directly to Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which is considered foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, because the living, active word makes it a sacred meal of forgiveness. All of the sacraments point to Christ crucified. All of the Holy Scriptures point to Christ crucified. All theology is Christology. God's Holy Scriptures create and sustain faith, just as they have tonight in your hearing of Christ's passion. And it's the words of Christ in His words of institution that create and sustain belief in the real presence of the true body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of the altar. What a blessing that you not only hear these powerful, faith-sustaining words of Christ proclaimed over the bread and the wine each and every week in God's divine service to you, but that they are also brought to your ears as you are prepared to receive His sacred gift of forgiveness, pointing you away from you to your only source of righteousness, pointing you to Christ, the author and perfecter of empowerment of the Holy Spirit.